This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Landlords in Denver are on track to file a record number of eviction cases this year. Denverite's Kyle Harris explains how that happened.
The city's courts have already seen more than 10,700 eviction filings this year. Tenants' rights advocates say rent prices are rising faster than wages, leaving many unable to pay their bills. But landlord advocates have a different take. Tens of thousands of units have opened in Denver. That means there are more households overall that could default. Even so, rental assistance programs are successfully keeping people housed, and the percentage of forced evictions by sheriff deputies has dropped. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Supporters of Denver Health urged the city's voters this week to approve a sales tax to help shore up the hospital's finances. On the ballot this fall is a 0.34% sales tax increase. That's about 3.5 cents on a $10 purchase. Denver Health is a safety net hospital caring for anyone who comes in, but revenues aren't keeping up with expenses. Denver City Councilmember Jamie Torres.
This is not an institution that we want to fail.
The sales tax measure would raise about $70 million a year. A passenger suffered minor injuries Wednesday after a small plane crashed in Douglas County. Rescue officials said a Cessna carrying two people had just left Centennial Airport when it was forced to land at a nearby golf course. The plane crashed upside down on the seventh tee. Another person on board was unhurt. A man is arrested and accused of starting an expensive wildfire near Loveland. Officials say Jason Hobby worked at a guest ranch that was evacuated during the fire. Altogether, the Alexander Mountain fire burned more than 15 square miles and destroyed dozens of homes. Police say their suspect is also being investigated for allegedly starting fires in Wyoming. And fire danger is high across the state today with red flag warnings from Denver to Colorado Springs, in Grand Junction, and in Vail. This is CPR News.